Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
In the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
And the smell of two-stroke oil and gasoline and my weed blowing machine works. Weed and leaf blowing machine. Actually, my weed machine cuts. Got a disc on it. It's burning two-stroke oil in the gas. It's cutting the weeds in certain times of the year and blowing leaves at certain times of the year and sucking up snow. Oh, where am I? I'm in Auto World. Hey, welcome, everybody. Hi, friends. Hello, American. All the Americans out there, everybody that's across the pond, thank you from UK. I appreciate you listening to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, coming live from the Auto World Plaza in Boise, Idaho. Elevation 2730, where the microphone temperature is now 105 degrees. That's kind of like NASCAR, of course, the track temperature. We've got to know what the track temperature is here in Auto World. Good to have you along. I'm welcoming you, welcome you all into the studio that, well, we smelling two-stroke oil because it's leaf time. Yeah, if you've been raking or gathering leaves or blowing leaves, just trying to, you know, get them out of your way so you can get in your house without leaves in the living room. Well, thank you for stopping and relaxing and not doing it right now and joining me right here on the third hour of Auto World. It's a pleasure to be with you each and every week, and each and every hour is different here on Auto World. I've got coming up here on the third hour of Auto World a lot of things planned. We have an Auto World product that's going to be here this hour to share with each and every one of you. And this has something to do with, oh yes, the smell of gas. Something to do with smell of gas. Something to do with the gas flap door that you might all have. Also, we got a little trivia that we do have an answer for that trivia question that we carried over from the second hour. And I have the question of the week. We've been getting all of you answering that. Haven't had the right answer yet, but we're getting close. And I think I do have an email answer here. That is right, really close to being on the hubcap. Or some of you might say on the money. I say on the hubcap because this is Auto World and this is an automotive show. Everything to do with automotive. Interactive, informative, and all things automotive right here from the Greasy Garage Studio. The question of the week is, how many gas filling stations are there in the United States? Now remember that Montana, Wyoming might not be heavily populated, kind of like Orange County, L.A., Los Angeles area. So they make up for the Montana and Wyoming area, of course, and some of the other, you know, Colorado. There's a lot of mountains, of course, up between where I'm at in Boise, Idaho, in between me and northern Idaho, there is not a lot of, but just a lot of mountains. So there's not a lot of gas sticking up. So keep that in mind when you call in and guess and or email. Those addresses and the phone numbers are. The phone number first, since 1992, Auto World's phone number, 855-660-4261. And my email address is good not only now live, but during the week. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Facebook, message me. Please do. My address, Mark Evans, my name. Friend me on Facebook. We'll become friends. I've got a few slots left there. I would love to have you join us. And, of course, I welcome you over to look at the photos we put up there. A lot of EV charging sticks. We're going to talk a little bit about that. $7.5 billion that the president's trying to get passed. Here this hour, a little bit more on that. A little bit more on SEMA. S-E-M-A. And, of course, always taking your emails. I'm going to take an email out of the email bag to the left of me right over there. But first and foremost, let's get that open sign up on the third hour. There we go. Takes big, long leg screws to screw that open sign up. Now we're knowing that we're open and we've got six rows of people. Good to have all of you along, of course, and they're waving to me. Hey, everybody. Good to have you along. Now, let's get on with it. Oh, wait a minute. Got a new segment that's going to be with you from here on out. Every third hour, at the end of the hour, A Word with Mark. Look forward to that. Look forward to your calls and your emails. 855-660-4261. First and foremost, let's get to this email that, my goodness, look at that. Dan is emailing me from one of our great affiliates, and let's do a shout out. Woo! Dan, good job. I'd love to have you folks come in, do a shout out. He's Dan's in Tennessee, Chattanooga, Tennessee. Good to be in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I haven't heard from you folks for a while. Good to be there with you. Our great affiliate there is WTNW AM 820, Jasper, Chattanooga, Tennessee. Dan. There's our horn. Dan says you're delayed in our area, but I do go to GCNLive.com to listen to you live also. And they do take all 3 hours, so it's just a delayed time, different time, of course. And Dan, thank you. And you say the answer to the gas question is, that question of the week is, how many gas filling stations are there in the United States of America? From Chattanooga, Tennessee, Dan says 200,000 filling stations. Dan, so close. But I still have a great gift for you, Dan, definitely, from Chattanooga, Tennessee. I can't hardly wait to ship them to you. Chattanooga, Tennessee. My goodness, never been. I need to drop in and say hi, Dan, and definitely send me an email address back that I can send you some great detailed gifts from Mothers and Meguiar's and Wash Drops and, oh my gosh, Black on Black and Solution Finish. I got so many companies here in the Lincoln Continental. We're going to open the trunk. If we can't get it open with that brand new rubber seal that I spent a whole $18 on, we'll pry it open, cut it open with a plasma cutter. Whatever we got to do, Dan, I'll get some gifts to you. Send me an email address out. Appreciate you listening to me, and yes, I see that you folks are delayed. On a Sunday morning, you get me, and also you're listening to me on live on GCNLive.com. I'm honored, Dan. I'm honored. Thank you for highlighting that. Definitely. And you're close. In fact, let's just answer it, and Dan, let's just call you the winner. You're the winner. You said 200,000 filling stations. Folks, the NACS, the Association for Convenience and Fuel Retailing, reports that there are more than 150,000 fueling stations across the United States. And of the 150,000 of them, 127,580 of these stations are convenience stores selling fuel and selling you what? Convenience stores, Snicker bars, and those Reese's Pieces I keep talking about. The rest of them are only gas stations. Grocery stores selling fuel, marinas, of course, that's all part of that. Now, it seems quite low, but wait a minute. That's why we're talking numbers. Let's just hit a calculator here. Can you hear it? I can hear it. Okay. I'm hitting the calculator. How many states are there? 50? Okay. Divide that into 150,000. Isn't that like 3,000 filling stations per state? Now, come on. There's no 3,000 of those in Montana, is there? Bozeman? Missoula? Do you have that 3,000 filling sticks in your area? I know I've been in Maui, Honolulu. They don't have that many sticks. They don't have that much land to put the sticks on. So it kind of balances out. But anyway, that's what the NACS is saying. And I thought I'd throw that in there this week because we've been talking about that $7.5 billion that the President Biden wants to push on the EV charging stations throughout the United States. If you really think about that, we're going to dig in. We're going to find out what each, charging stick, station, whatever you'd like to call it, costs. And then we divide that into the $7.5 billion, and then we take in the number for the states that we have. But I'm still scratching my head about... Oh, that hurts. There goes some more hair off my head. Okay, I'm still trying to figure out where they're going to go, where they're going to put them, where they're going to get the power, are they going to be all solar... I know I've seen solar hooked up to the Tesla charging sticks. Lots of questions. Remember, what car sold more than 1 million units in 1965, setting in a record that all still stands today? There's your trivia question. I'm Mark Evans. I'm going to go grab a Snickers bar. I'll be right back.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Doing my job, I'm the highway patrol. I'm the highway patrol, the highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol.
Gotta watch out for the whistle. Pull it over.
No! Just be careful. No talking or texting while you're driving, and you'll never get pulled over, and you can put that extra dough that you were going to spend on that speeding ticket, that texting ticket, that seatbelt, not wearing the seatbelt ticket, you can put that right into the Auto World Fund. And you know what that Auto World Fund means? That means, in fact, this hour here on Auto World, I have an AW product for you, Auto World product, that you might just want to spend your speeding ticket dollars on. So stay tuned for that. Welcome in, everybody, your friends, your relatives, all our friends, of course, our neighbors. Good to have you along. Right here on Auto World, I'm Mark Evans, your host of Auto World, each and every week and each and every hour. Now, a little shout out. Let's do some housekeeping. I just want to make sure that you all know that email throughout the week. We had Dan there talking about listening to us on a delayed station. What that means is that some of you are listening on a different time and a different day than we are live, and that means that when you call in on our Auto World phone number, 855-660-4261, no answer, because you're delayed in a different time and all that. I'm very proud to be on your lunch hour. I'm proud to be whatever hour that you are listening to me on, and that's the only time that the radio station can take the show, and very proud to be there. So, with that said, I just want to let you all know that, in fact, email is the best way to get a hold of me at all time, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and I'll answer your emails. And I'll even share your email if you'd like me to, because your challenge that you have with your automobile, your rototiller, your dirt bike, your snowmobile, your whatever that is burning, has a burning desire to burn fuel or burn electricity, like that EV car, well, we'll get it fixed. That's what it's all about. So, let's give you a little bit more information coming this last week at SEMA, out of Las Vegas. Didn't get a chance to get down there, but sure have a lot of news for you. The Battle of the Builders, they do that, of course, each and every year. What that means is there's a battle that these builders that build these cars try to beat the other people out, and they get, of course, judged and all. And there was 12 that made it, and then they get to bring their cars into SEMA and show, you know, the crowd their build jobs. And of course, Chip Foose is all part of that, which is awesome. You know, as you folks know, Chip Foose, his dad was in customizing all his life, and of course, that's where Chip gets it. He's a great artist also. But the Battle of the Builders, congrats, go out to two females. That's what I want to highlight. Two females, folks. Two females that were part of the Battle of the Builders and that they made it. One of the females, congratulations. I salute both of you. Congratulations. Right here from Auto World, I'm Mark Evans. Thanks for being part of the Auto World. You too, Chelsea Lewinsky. Hopefully I didn't butcher your last name. Chelsea Lewinsky. Chelsea has a 93 Mazda RX-7 ED model. Very, very unique car. And then the second salute goes out. I salute you. There it is. Right hand and all. Samantha Frazier. Samantha has a 73 Nissan Datsun 240Z. And of course, these are both customized and they both go fast. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. My kind of women right there. Auto World women. Huh? Getting their hands dirty, welding, grinding, getting right in the bucket of grease, man. Woo! Congratulations to the Battle of the Builders from SEMA Live. And, of course, SEMA, is, again, they highlight a lot of goodies. Ford, of course, they had a Ford out front display, and we'll get to that a little bit later next week. We're going to tell you a little bit about what Ford's doing with the Ford out front display that they had. It's just called Ford out front. Just, huh? Yeah. Wait till you hear how many pennies they're spending on that. Woo! Okay, now let's get this trivia question answered. The trivia question is, right here on Auto World this week, what car sold more than 1 million units in 1965, setting a record that still stands today? The Buick Wildcat, the Pontiac GTO, the Chevrolet Impala, or the Ford Thunderbird? Make a guess. And where we got a guess? An email coming in right now. Oh, a little email coming in from Reno. We'll let him type that, and then we'll read it here in just a little bit. And I do also have some more trivia coming your way, coming up later in the program. But most of all, the Auto World product is also coming your way. And we're also going to read another. I'm going to go into my email bag that I didn't get to answer. The folks that email during the week get priority over the ones that are coming in. But we're going to get to all of you. That's what it's all about. And each and every one of you will get an unbelievable fun gift. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Dale, okay, Dale from Reno emails in. Dale, you are absolutely right. Congratulations on the trivia question. Dale gets us out of Reno, Nevada. He says he's listening to us on AM 1400 in Reno. And let's do a shout-out. Woo! Shout-out! A shout-out to our great affiliate there in Reno, KNNR 1400, AM 1400, KNNR, Reno, Sparks, Sun Valley, Carson City, Nevada. And there's our shout-out horn. Oh, yeah, they listen to us live all 3 hours. Good to have you along, great affiliate. Each and every one of you in between the towns, appreciate you being there. Thank you for taking us there. He says it's the Chevrolet Impala that sold more than 1 million units in 1965. And you are absolutely right. Congratulations. Do I have a winning gift for you? Not only the detail products, but do you have a Chevy Impala? Let me know what kind of car you have and what is something that you'd like me to highlight in your gift package, and you'll receive it. Got some Mothers, Meguiar's, inside, outside detailing products, cleaning products on the inside for the outside. I'm throwing in some scratch X. That's all there is to it. I know you got some scratches by your door handle. You're going to get them. Appreciate it. Thank you for bringing Reno in and Sparks and Sun Valley and Carson City, Nevada. Now, Chevrolet Impala, yes, in fact, originally introduced it in 1958. The Impala was the best-selling automobile in the United States during the 1960s. Early Impala models sported six taillights, a unique feature which, for a time, became the Impala's trademark. The Impala was named after an African antelope. The Impala. Gosh, it's good to be in Reno. Send me an email address back so I can get you some gifts sent out. Appreciate it. Thank you. Ah, love it. Love going to Florida and then to Nevada and then, oh my gosh, Salt Lake City. You're all welcome. Good to be along. Thanks for riding shotgun with me each and every week. Coming up here on the third hour, too, at the very, well, right there, close to the end, A Word with Mark. Yes, A Word with Mark. Now, this is something that the staff here are great, great people here. My staff says to me, you've got to talk about this. You've got to let these people know what General Motors is doing when it comes to spending money for metal. Metal. That's right. I've always stated that all of us are riding, you know, our favorite ride. It's made out of metal, fiberglass, plastic, you know, velour. Oh, yeah, if you're driving an old one. Or it's cloth, of course. But General Motors, folks, just announced they're going to invest. How much? Coming after this break, we're going to talk about what and how much they're going to spend and where they're going to spend it. In the United States of America. Woo! Yeah!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An American statesman has passed away.
Well, I leave you all tonight with a full heart and a fervent prayer that we'll meet again.
A family statement saying that former Kansas City Senator and Republican presidential candidate Bob Dole has died at 98, passing away in his sleep early on Sunday morning. Dole had been in declining health for a number of years. He'd been battling stage 4 lung cancer. Dole resigned his position in the U.S. Senate back in 1996 to run for the White House, but lost to Bill Clinton in 96. Despite his many health problems, he stayed good-natured till the end, saying in one of his last interviews,
"I want to thank all those who said such kind words about me. They're probably not true, but they were nice."
Again, former Senator Bob Dole was 98. This is USA Radio News.
Attention seniors on Medicare and Medicaid, or receiving extra help for your prescription drugs. We have great news. You can change or enroll into a Medicare plan every 3 months if you qualify, all from the comfort and safety of your own home, over the phone. No one even needs to come to your home. And in minutes, we'll tell you all about some additional new Medicare benefits for you, like dental, vision, hearing, transportation, and more. Call us. We'll explain all your new Medicare benefits. Premiums are as low as $0 per month. Even if you are not paying anything for your coverage now, you need to call our licensed agents to review your plan. There are zero-cost plans available in some areas. Don't wait till next year. Get all the Medicare benefits you deserve. Call a licensed agent today.
800-461-2114. 800-461-2114. That's 800-461-2114. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Three rows of the six here in Auto World Plaza, and they're dancing, singing Car Wash. Did you ever work at the car wash? I'll throw that out to you, huh? Let's do it. Shout out to you, each and every one of you. Did you ever work at the car wash in your local town? 855-660-4261. It'd be good to know. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com is the email, or Facebook message me. Address, my name, Mark Evans. Good to have you along. Did you swirl to the right or swirl to the left? Did you use your right hand? Did you use the left hand? Just working at the car wash. Okay. This is Auto World. You know what that is? Well, Auto World is your official ASC certified high octane turbocharged, supercharged, chrome plated, pearl painted, tire burning, nitrous smelling radio, podcast, internet, TV, talk show. Thanks for being here. I'm Mark Evans. Now, General Motors, folks, listen to this. This is true to fact, and I'm so proud of them. So proud of all of you. General Motors to invest $46 million at the Metal Center in Parma, Ohio. That's in the United States of America, folks. $46 million. General Motors plans to invest more than $46 million at the Parma, Ohio metal stamping operation. This investment, folks, will be used for equipment upgrades and to prepare the facility to support future product programs. Parma produces sheet metal stampings and assemblies for multiple General Motors products. Let's give them a hand. Even get a whistle there. That's awesome. Congratulations to all of you people and the new people, the new employees, the new help, the new people that are going to be using that metal to stamp out new parts and pieces for General Motors products in the United States of America. It will help provide job security. Yes, General Motors says it's what they're after. Job security in the United States of America. And the Parma workforce will go up. Here's a little history behind the Parma, Ohio metal steel plant. The Parma plant, folks, opened up in 1948 and has been a long-time leader in metal stamping capabilities. The Parma Metal Center processes, listen to this, Parma Metal Center processes over 800 tons of sheet metal per day and services or supports the majority of General Motors North America-produced vehicles. Parma has over 750 total dies and is capable of producing up to 100 million parts a year. The manufacturing processes include small, medium, and large transfer press lines, high-speed progressive presses, and a world-class cut-to-length shear, as well as General Motors North America's largest standalone multi-cell resistance and laser welding metal assembly operations. Parma employees at this point, right now, approximately 1,000 employees, hourly employees, and are represented by UAW Local 1005. Congratulations, UAW Local 1005. I salute you, General Motors. 46 million plus. It's hard to believe, isn't it? It was back in 1948, but that's not hard to believe. But 800 tons of sheet metal a day? That's some heavy metal right there. And with that said, $7.5 billion in electric charging stations. Let's go back in time.
Nobody knows better than you that this is a nation on wheels. As the motorists travel the highways, day in and day out, this is what they see. Beautiful stations alive with a feeling of quality and service. Stations resplendent with all the allure that modern merchandising techniques can give them. Your industry, more than any other, is aware that people remember 85% more of what they see than of what they hear. Millions are spent to convey the best visual impression to the motoring public. Because it is recognized that visual impact pays off in gallonage, almost nothing is left undone. Symbols designed to leave an indelible image on the consumer, extra services that make the customer come back, and of course, well-uniformed attendants who reflect well upon the company. For clothes might not make the man, but they do help make the customer want to come back. Yes, it's a job effectively and well done, one of which you can be proud until bad weather strikes.
Yes, if it rains and you're in a full-service gas station, I think this gas station attendant will probably get wet. Today's world, you get wet because you're in a self-service gas station. Okay, the question is, $7.5 billion, our president, has a EV vision. He is after getting $7.5 billion worth of EV charging stations throughout the United States of America. This is different from the past, as you just heard. $50 billion to build a public charging network that will accommodate the U.S.'s needs, as he states, Biden states, and 2030 is what his goal is. $50 billion. Starts at $7.5 billion. Now he's wanting to go all the way. It's going to be about $50 billion. Let me ask you this, folks. Do you have this? Do you have feelings? for this. Let me know right here on Auto World. 855-660-4261. My email address, you can email me at any time, on your time, whenever your time is good. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Facebook, message me. My address is Mark Evans. Welcome you over there. Take a look. I do welcome all of you, and I thank you, folks, the followers there that has made some comments on this topic on my Facebook page. I welcome all of you over there to take a read at those folks' comments about this, $7.5 billion worth of EV chargers, and they're talking solar and all that. I do appreciate, shout out to all of you there that's made a comment on my Facebook page, Mark Evans. Thank you. Appreciate that, and you're more than welcome to keep the feed going. Absolutely. We need your feedback at all times. Absolutely. That's what it's all about here on Auto World. Now, before the garage door rolls down, remember, coming up on the program here, the third hour, A Word with Mark. But first, let's get to, you've been waiting for it. I promised it to you. You asked for it. I'm going to give it to you. The AW product. Auto World product. The AW product. This is a new segment that's coming your way all the time here on Auto World 2 because you asked for it, and I'm going to give it to you. You've always asked me, you've been in this, doing this for 45 years, Mark, your emails, your phone calls. Tell us what to get. Tell us what to buy. Can you put that on your website, the products that you use in your greasy garage all the time? We're working on that. Yes, we are. We're working on that, and more to that to come on our website, autoworldmedia.com. But let's go to the product of the month. Right here on Auto World. First and foremost, some of you have vehicles, cars, trucks, that Ford especially, that has a gas flap, right? There's no gas cap. Zero gas cap. When we return from a short break, I'm going to have a bite of that Snickers bar that's sitting on my broadcast booth table here, and I'm going to give you the AW product, coming back with more of good, fun stuff. I'm Mark Evans from the Greasy Garage Studio.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The middle road, we see the blindest things. Like a black guy's daddy now, he's in the city where a big diamond ring is still true. There's corrugated thin shacks full of a fancy man. I don't mean a handstand wrestler. When you own a big chunk of the bloody bear world, the baby's just come with a scenery. Come on, baby. Get in the road. Come on now. In the middle of the road, yeah.
Get out of the middle of the road.
I remember being a kid and actually just waiting for the car to get in the middle of the road so you could throw a snowball at it. I'm guilty. I'm raising my hand, yes. Oh, yeah, look at six rows of people here. Raise your hand. How many of you threw snowballs at cars? All the hands went up. We're all guilty. Oh, yeah, getting that car in the middle of the road and just grabbing that snowball. Couldn't hardly wait to try to hit that driver right in the smack, right in the side of his head, huh? Or her. Oh, don't throw it at girls or women, don't do that. I'm guilty. Oh, that was fun. Good days. Hopefully we'll have some snow this winter so I can get out there and throw some snowballs at you. Hey, welcome. Welcome back into the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World right here on the Genesis Communications Network, the syndicator who puts out this beautiful, beautiful sound for you to sit back, enjoy, and relax. Every single week for 3 hours, we bring you... Well, I bring you, the staff brings you, Axelrod Alex brings you. In fact, oh my gosh, General Motor George, and of course my, I've got a whole thank you list of people. That's right, you've heard me thank them at the end of the show, my makeup artist, Lion Lucy. It takes all of us to keep this vehicle on the road. And that's including you. Thanks for, I'm glad that the Auto World automobile is so large to have all of you come aboard. And, you know, back in college, how many people can we put in a slug bug, huh? Well, I think we've got an all-time record here at Auto World. We've got all of you in the car, and it's good to have you along. And let's get on to the there's a lot of things happening here, that Auto World product, the AW product. Let's get to that, Mark. Okay, now, back to the Ford, the gas flaps. When you first bought it, you're like, okay, we're all so used to having a gas cap. We're also used to having a locking gas cap. We're also used to not having a locking gas cap. We had to buy a locking gas cap at our parts stores. Now, The AW product for this month is the plug. Yeah, no, it's not the plug to put in my mouth to put a cork in it, Mark. No, no, this is the corker slash the gas flap plug that has a key in it. See, crooks, people that want to steal your gas because it's $5.50 a gallon and $7.50 in California and you know, etc. It's $3.75, I think, here in Boise, Idaho, where I'm broadcasting out of in the Auto World Plaza. Well, if you just have a gas flap like the Fords have, yes, some Chryslers now have the gas flap. There's no gas cap, just gas flap. General Motors has a few, and some other brands just have a gas flap. You flip the lever, and the gas flap opens, and there's the hole, and you just automatically put the gas in that hole, and you're done. And the thief can break that flap, gas flap, off really easy, folks. And, oh boy, siphon that gas out, but so quick while you're going into the convenience store at the 150,000 gas filling stations that we have to get a Snickers bar, I want you to buy the locking plug. It's just a locking plug. The gas flap still opens up normal. When you flip the lever, it opens. Put the key gas flap plug in there that you can buy at any parts store. Any parts store has them now. It's a little bitty plug that goes into that insert there. And your gas flap still works fine. So you're not destroying the car or the truck, you know, your Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler products. So get the plug. Keep it from having people steal your liquid. And or the worst thing about it is putting something in your liquid. Oh, that's not good. No. So, AW product, the gas flap plug. Now, let's get to the email. Oh, wait a minute. It's time now for a word with Mark. Right here on Auto World. A word with Mark. The word is garage. A place to park your vehicle. Car, truck, SUV, hybrid, EV, BEV. Park it in the garage. Unclutter the garage. Get the stuff out of the garage to park your car, truck, SUV, EV, BEV, or hybrid in, folks. You'll be happy you did. This has been A Word with Mark. Hand me that email bag over there, delivering, David.
Thank you.
We're going to dig deep into the email bag on the third hour and pull one more out. We have time for one more email. Here it is. We got one. And yes, Royce says I can read it live on the air, and I will. Email here, third hour, says, happy third hour of Auto World to you. Well, how lucky is that? Wait a minute. Delivering David says I wanted you to pick that one out. Okay, I did. Thank you. Because it's a third hour email. Good. He said, Roy says, I started listening to you here in our town of Sturgis, South Dakota, on AM 1450. Now, not only listening on KBFS 1450, but now going to GCNlive.com to listen to you on the other 2 hours. I enjoy it. Well, let's do a shout out. Woo! Shout out to our great affiliate there in Sturgis. KBFS AM 1450. KBFS AM 1450. Spearfish, South Dakota, Sturgis, South Dakota, Belforish, South Dakota, and also that station gets some Sundance, Wyoming. Good to have you along, Royce. Thanks for bringing us down to Sturgis, South Dakota, and Sundance, Wyoming, and Spearfish. This is awesome. Thank you, Royce. Appreciate you doing that. He says he listens to us on the third hour there, and because that station only gets one hour, and he goes to GCNlive.com to pick up the other two. Fantastic. Royce, thank you. He says, Mark, I drive a Acura MDX every day. Love the vehicle. Haven't had to do a lot of repairs on it yet, but now playing the E-Light game. Light on, light off. Light on, light off. Every time I take it in on my way to the repair shop, light on. About a quarter mile from the shop, light off. What do I do? Question mark, question mark, question mark. Thank you for your magic words. Royce, riding the Harley in Sturgis. Royce, thank you. First and foremost, Royce, send me an email back. I got some great gifts for you. I got actually a Harley. Okay, I have a Harley Davidson book I'm going to send you. along with the detail. Gifts inside your car, outside your car, Royce. And good to have you along and everybody there in Sturgis and Sundance, everybody in between Spearfish and Belle Fourish, South Dakota. Good to have you folks along. Light on, light off. Royce, I want you to go to the parts store. It's free scan. I want you to start there. I know, just remember this. You got a repair shop that's very busy, that's got to schedule you in. That's why you're scheduled. You drive there, it goes off. I want you to start timing when the light goes on. When you first start your car up, well, let's see, you didn't tell me what you had, but it doesn't matter. Start the car up. Look at your watch. Look at your cell phone, the time, the clock. See how long you drive it before the light comes on. Is there a parts store? They scan for free. They literally will scan that car for free. If you have a parts store on that route, that engine light comes on in that 10-minute window, and that parts store is in that 10-minute window, you can get it scanned for free and see what that scan says. If your repair shop's in that 10-minute window, now you don't want to drop in on them because they probably won't have, be able to jump off what they're doing to get that scanned quick. But here's what that's what I want you to do. Got to get it scanned, or you can go down and buy a $59.95 or $69.95, buy a real cheap scan tool, scan it yourself when the light's on, or leave the scan tool plugged in while you're driving down the road, Russ, and then hit enter. Literally, when the light's on, the scan tool will tell you this, that you have an O2 sensor going out on you. That's what's going on. You have an O2 sensor going out on you is my best educated ASE certified guess. Thanks, Royce. Appreciate it. Send me an email address back. The garage door's starting to come down right here on Auto World. Thanks, everybody, for joining me. We'll look forward to seeing you next week. Drive safe. Motor on.
It's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.